Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 8, entitled The Churning of the Milk Ocean, Text 10 and 11. 10th verse doesn't have a purpose, so I'll read the verse and the translation, then we'll recite verse number 11 on the board.
தஸ்யாசானம் மானின்யே மகேந்திரோ மகதத்புதம் மூர்த்திமத்யசரித் ஸ்ரேஷ்டா ஹேம கும்பைர்ஜலம் சுசி.
த கிங் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் இந்திரா பிராட் எ சூட்டபிள் சிட்டிங் பிளேஸ் ஃபார் த காடஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபார்ச்சூன். ஆல் த ரிவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சேக்ரட் வாட்டர் சச் அஸ் கேஞ்சிஸ் யமுனா பர்சானிஃபைட் தெம்செல்ஸ் அண்ட் ஈச் ஆஃப் தெம் brought pure water in golden water pots for Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Verse number 11. Please repeat.
Abhishechanayaka Bhumihi Aharad Sakala Ausadihi Gavah Pancha Pavitrani Vasantah Madhumadavau. Abhishechanika Bhumi Abhishechanika Bhumi ஆஹரத் சகல ஔஷதியஹே ஆஹரத் சகல ஔஷதிஹி காவஹ பஞ்ச பவித்ராணி காவஹ பஞ்ச பவித்ராணி வசந்தோ மதுமாதவௌ வசந்தோ மதுமாதவௌ. ஆபிஷேசனிகா பூமி ஆஹரத் சகல ஔஷதிஹி காவஹ பஞ்ச பவித்ராணி வசந்தோ மதுமாதவௌ. ஆபிஷேசனிகா பூமி ஆஹரத் சகல ஔஷதிஹி காவஹ பஞ்ச பவித்ராணி வசந்தோ மதுமாதவௌ. ஆபிஷேசனிகா பூமி ஆஹரத் சகல ஔஷதிஹி காவஹ பஞ்ச பவித்ராணி வசந்தோ மதுமாதவ.
சந்தோ மதுமாதவ.
மாதாஜி
சகலோஷதே ஆவஹ பஞ்சபவித்ரே
வாட் வாட் மீனிங் ஆபிசேஷனிகா பேரஃபெர்னலியா ரிக்வயர்ட் ஃபார் இன்ஸ்டாலிங் த டைட்டி பூமிஹி த லேண்ட் ஆஹரத் கலெக்டட் சகல ஆஃப் ஆல் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஔஷதஹி ட்ரக்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹர்ப்ஸ் Gavaha, the cows, Pancha, five different varieties of products from the cow, namely milk, yogurt, clarified butter, cow dung and cow urine, Pavitrani, uncontaminated, Vasantaha, personified springtime, Madhumadavau, flowers and fruits produced during spring or in the months of Chaitra and Vaishakha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The land became a person and collected all the drugs and herbs needed for installing the deity. The cows delivered five products, namely milk, yogurt, ghee, urine and cow dung. And the spring personified collected everything produced in spring during the months of Chaitra and Vaishakha. Please repeat responsibly. The land became a person and collected all the drugs and herbs needed for installing the deity. Cows delivered five products, namely milk, yogurt, ghee, urine and cow dung. And spring personified collected everything produced in spring during the months of Chaitra and Vaishakha. Purport by His Divine Grace. Panchagavya, the five products received from the cow, namely milk, yogurt, ghee, cow dung and cow urine, are required in all ritualistic ceremonies performed according to the Vedic directions. Cow urine and cow dung are uncontaminated, and since even the urine and dung of a cow are important, we can just imagine how important this animal is for human civilization. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, directly advocates Goraksha, the protection of cows. Civilized men who follow the system of Varnashrama, especially those in the Vaishya class, who engage in agriculture and trade, must give protection to the cows. Unfortunately, because people in Kali Yuga are manda, all bad, and sumanda matayaha, misled by false conceptions of life, they are killing cows in the thousands. Therefore, they are unfortunate in spiritual consciousness, and nature disturbs them in so many ways, especially through incurable diseases like cancer and through frequent wars among nations. As long as human society continues to allow cows to be regularly killed in slaughterhouses, there cannot be any question of peace and prosperity.
ஓம் அஜானத்தி மிராந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன சலாக்கயா சக்ஷூரும் மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ.
மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதே கிரிம் யத்கிருபாதமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தீனதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் பாஞ்சாகல்பதரப்யஶ கிருபா சிந்தவ்யேவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ. நமோ விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி ப்ரசாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ ஶூன்யவாதி பாஸ்தச்ச தேசதாரிணே. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a description about how by churning the milk ocean, first the poison was produced, and after Lord Shiva mercifully accepted that poison, there are so many other things started producing. It is described how Surabhi cow was produced, and the sages took care of the cow, and Uchchaisrava horse produced, and Bali Maharaj wanted it and he took, and Airavata elephant was produced, Lord Indra took. So Kaustubha Mani, Parijat flower, Apsaras, all these are produced. And now there's a description about how goddess Lakshmi was produced. ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா ராஸ் விஹாரிஜி கி, சீதாராம் லக்ஷ்மண் அனுமன் கி, ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ கௌர்நிதாய் கி. சோ இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன் இட் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா அண்ட் த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா ஹவ் வேரியஸ் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ் பிராட் வேரியஸ் ஐட்டம்ஸ் ஃபார் இன்ஸ்டாலிங் Lakshmi ji. Lord Indra brought a wonderful asana for Lakshmi to sit. And the holy rivers personified, they brought water in the golden pots for doing abhishek. So there are so many holy rivers, Ganga cha, Yamuna chaiva, கோதாவரி, சரஸ்வதி, நர்மதா, சிந்து, காவேரி, திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மென்ஷன்ட் ஆஸ் த வெரி ஹோலி ரிவர்ஸ். தே ஃப்ளோ ஆல் ஓவர் இந்தியா, டிஃப்ரெண்ட் பிளேசஸ். ஸோ ஹியர் ஸ்பெசிஃபிகலி ப்ரபுபாத் மென்ஷன்ஸ் கங்கா அண்ட் யமுனா. ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் அமாங்ஸ் ஆல் த ஹோலி ரிவர்ஸ், தீஸ் ஆர் ஹோலியஸ்ட், மோர் ஹோலியர். கங்கா பீங் கம்மிங் இன் டச் வித் த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் விஷ்ணு. She came in touch when Vamana Dev took Trivikrama form and pierced the shell of the universe. From Karana ocean, water entered, and that water, touching the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, entered into this universe. Ganga, she became known as Ganga. Touching the lotus feet of Vishnu, she became completely purified. So among the pure rivers, more purer. And Yamuna is more purer because she gets an opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, when he performs his pastime in Vrindavan. Not just once touching the lotus feet, she touches the entire body of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna goes, he jumps and he swims, he plays, there's so many things. So Yamuna is for, especially for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, worshippers of Lord Krishna, Yamuna is very, very important. So here it is said that they came personified. The river is there. There is a person behind the river. In Vedic scripture, there are different entities. There is a personality. Vayu. There is air everywhere. There is a Vayu Devata, the controlling deity of Vayu. He controls how things should happen. that way water, Varuna, like so many demigods. So here it is said they personified and personally came with the water in the golden pots. It is interesting that recently the High Court of Uttarakhand High Court had given legal status to river Ganga and Yamuna. They are like living entities. Once the legal status is there, you can't hurt, you can't pollute, you can't do several things which you, because they see that and the rivers are getting polluted, people are unnecessarily misusing it. You can take the water, but you can't dump industrial waste, untreated sewage. It becomes like, not like river, it becomes like a sewage canal. So Uttarakhand High Court said, no, this Ganga and Yamuna, they are having legal status. Now you cannot pollute them. They are also recognizing them as person. Anyway, there are legal issues about that apart. So the rivers in the Virat Rupa, they are veins of the Supreme Lord. They are like veins. Veins supply the blood, to the body like that. The rivers actually supply water, which is essential for life. Unless water is there, you can't do agriculture. You can't do agriculture, you can't survive. So they are like veins in the Virat Rupa of, in the Virat Purusha's form. So then it is described here how Bhumi is actually in the Virat form, the hairs are the Supreme Lord. The hairs are herbs and drugs and plantation. So Bhumi personified, brought all the herbs which are essential. Some are very auspicious for performing the ritualistic ceremonies. So all the herbs and drugs he brought and offered it. It is stated that these herbs have so much medicinal qualities, very good for health and auspicious also. In the lower planetary system, the residents there, they drink elixir mixed with various kinds of herbs. So much so that they don't grow old. They won't get grey hair. They are very strong. Lower planetary system, not even the sun rays reach there. Sun rays don't reach there, the lower planetary system. They take these herbs and drugs mixed with elixir and they become very strong and healthy there. Then it is stated how Vasanta, the spring season, personified, brought all the fruits and flowers and other items. So Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Masanam Margashishroham, of the month, I am Margashishra. And Ritunam Kusumakaraha, among the seasons, I am spring. In the month, after Kartik comes Margashishra. And Prabhupada explains, Krishna says, among the month, I am Margashishra, because there is a harvest season. People are very happy after harvest, so Krishna says, I am the month. And among the month, I am Margashishra. And among the seasons, Krishna says, I am spring. Because spring is a season which is very pleasant. Vasanta. It is neither too cold nor too hot. Before that it is too cold, December, January is too cold. And April, May, June it is hot. So Vasanta comes in between. Very pleasant. And Lord Krishna performs various pastimes including Vasantaras. So many pastimes. Very pleasant. And also the fruits and flowers are produced nicely. Very auspicious, duration. So Vasanta personified brought all the auspicious fruits and the flowers for the installation ceremony of Lakshmiji. Then cow brought five products, milk, dahi, ghee and cow urine and cow dung. சோ பிரபுபா பிராக்டிக்கலி இன் த என்டையர் பர்பட் ஹி ஓன்லி ரைட்ஸ் அபவுட் கவுஸ் சோ வி வில் டிஸ்கஸ் மோர் அபவுட் கவுஸ் கோ ரக்ஷா இஸ் பிகமிங் எ வெரி ஹாட் டாபிக் நவடேஸ் சம் ஆர் அதர் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் சோ cow is one of the seven mothers. Mother is the quality of care, caring. Somebody who cares. Mother actually cares for the child. The quality of caringness is there. Protection, caring, etc. So, the real mother cares. Then Guru Patni, the wife of the Guru. In the Gurukula, the Guru Patni takes care of the children actually, like her own child. Guru Patni. Raj Mata, the queen is supposed to take care of the citizen. Brahmani, wife of a Brahmana. And Mother Earth, either is Mother Earth is giving the no shelter for living and producing all the ingredients, caring. And nurse. Nurse is also one mother. In the hospitals, nurses are called sisters. But Vedic scripture says mother. Nurse is a mother. And cow. So the cow, all the products are useful for the human being. Milk is like a liquid nectar. Nectar is supposed to make you immortal, but if it's not immortal, it gives long duration of life, drinking the milk. Not only just long duration of life, it also nourishes the brain. There are so many animals giving milk, even buffalo is also giving milk. Sometimes buffalo may give more milk, more thicker also, a lot of fat. But buffalo milk doesn't, it may give strength to the body, but it doesn't nourish the brain tissues. Brain tissue nourishment is important if one wants to become intelligent. If one wants to become medavi, su-medavi, then certainly cow milk helps. And too much milk, somebody's stomach becomes upset, then dahi is there to help you. If you get stomach upset, then you don't have to go to doctor. Take dahi rice. It's proven. I can give you guarantee. Go take dahi rice and don't eat whatever you have eaten which made your stomach upset. Bas, by evening you'll be all right. Dahi. And ghee, to produce ghee, dahi is required. In the modern dairy, you know, farms, they also produce ghee, but they produce ghee by directly churning the milk. You can see the quality of, you know, butter and ghee is there within. It's hidden. You don't see. It is hidden inside the milk. So you have to take it out. So there are two ways to take it out. You take the ghee directly from the milk, and that is also ghee. There are so many commercial ghee, they are all taken from the milk. In the dairy product, what they do, if you make dahi, the milk into dahi, then you can't sell milk, Milk bhi chahiye, ghee bhi chahiye, then so you remove the ghee from the milk, and milk is also there. So you sell that milk also, you sell this ghee also. Double profit. But the proper way of producing ghee is to make it into dahi, and from the dahi you churn, then you get ghee also. And it is proven experimentally that the ghee of cow milk, which is produced from the dahi, it doesn't have cholesterol. Nowadays people talk about cholesterol and heart disease and all. The commercial ghee, they have a lot of cholesterol, because that is not the right way to produce ghee. If you see, Mother Yasoda, she is churning what? She is churning yogurt. She is not churning the milk. So, ghee is one of the products. And very much needed for the human society. And cow urine. Cow urine has got so much medicinal quality. Even cow urine. There are so urine of so many animals, it is doesn't have, but cow urine is very special. So you can produce so many medicines, go earth, so many things from the cow urine actually. And the cow dung, It is said that the dung of an animal, the stool of an animal is inauspicious. Suppose if you are going to do some auspicious activity, going to a temple or going to do some yajna and all auspicious activity, if somebody touches the cow dung, he has to take bath to purify himself. In fact, we are all taking bath after passing, you know, because we have to purify. So, but cow dung, Shastra says cow dung, no, you bring it, after taking bath you can use the cow dung for different activities, ulta. Somebody may wonder, what is this? Animal stool, what to touch? Prabhupada writes in the purport elsewhere that somebody in Calcutta, they did some experiment, scientific experiment. What is in this cow dung? And they found out that the cow dung has antiseptic qualities, experimentally proven. Somebody wants to do this experiment, he can do. In biology laboratory, take it and do some chemistry and biology, you can do some experiment. Antiseptic qualities are there. So Shastra says you can use it. So in this way, this five panchagavya is very much needed for the human society. In this way, the cow is giving, so she is mother. Not only that, the products are useful in all the Vedic sacrifices also. So in the Vedic arena, the cow dung is smeared actually to make it very pure, auspicious. No insects can come. If you smear the floor, yajnashala, with the cow dung, you won't find insects coming. Won't come. And cow urine is sprinkled also. Cow urine is sprinkled. And these three products, milk, dahi and ghee, mixed with the sugar and honey, is madhuparka. It's panchamrit. It's needed for the Vedic sacrifices. So in this way, all the products of cow is so important, not only for physically healthy living, and also for spiritually making advancement. So that is why Lord Krishna says, go raksha, we should protect the cow because of this. Krishi go raksha vanijyam. Krishi is agriculture. Go raksha, Krishna says actually. Go raksha vanijyam. Vaishya, these are the Vaishya's duties actually. Vaishyas are supposed to do agriculture and trade, business, and cow protection. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that people in the age of Kali, so they are so dull-headed, manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya, they are lazy, go to bed late and get up late, and misguided, sumanda mataya, misguided, and unlucky, manda bhagya, because they cannot understand what is good and what is bad. Narada Muni, when he was instructing Vyasa Dev, he said, the people of the age of Kali, they are impious, the impious lives of the misdirected civilization. The civilization, the entire civilization is actually misdirected, directionless, wrong direction actually. What direction one is supposed to go, they go in the opposite direction. No piety. Anything you want to do, you do. If at all you can get some money, you can get some happiness. More money means more happiness. That is their idea. Idea of happiness means if you want more happiness, you should get more money. Why? So you want to buy so many gadgets, you need more money. So you want to live very luxuriously, you need more money. So do anything you want, you get money, then you may be happy. But they are not happy. They are still suffering. So, misdirected, what direction they should go? Not there. They don't know the direction because they don't have a goal in life. What you should achieve. If at all somebody wants to achieve, he may be thinking in terms of how can I be the boss of the boss. If I, you know, in the corporate, you say that how can I climb the corporate ladder? In the business, you will see how much money, more and more. He is having a lot of money, so how can I surpass? These are the different goals one may even have in the material world. But then, those who are achieved there, they are also going to lose everything. The goal is not there. Spiritual goal to zero. Spiritually what? They don't even know that is they are not this body. So, in this misdirected civilization, the people commit lot of sinful activities. Eating, you have to eat to survive. And anything eatable you can eat. People maintain slaughterhouses to kill the animals. Goat, chicken, cows. Prabhupada says there so many animals are there, if they kill it's okay. Cow they should stop at least. Because cow is actually producing, even those people who are eating cow, you know, beef also, they also drink milk. They also get advantage of the cow. And then at the end you kill. This is like, you know, without any gratitude. Suppose you get some benefit from somebody, you should have some gratitude, you know. So, there is a wonderful discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chand Kazi in this connection. So Chand Kazi in Navadip, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes, Sankirtan, you know, was spreading and he was disturbed. So he, Chand Kazi is like a district magistrate, he's like a magistrate. He said that no, stop Sankirtan, and broke the mridangas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the very first civil disobedience movement. Prabhupada says, it's not during freedom struggle disobedience movement was started. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started it. Civil disobedience movement 500 years ago. And he led Sankirtan Mahaharinam to Chand Kazi. So, after reaching Chand Kazi, there was a discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chand Kazi, in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Chand Kazi, you drink milk. It is not that you don't drink milk. You drink cow milk. And cow is considered like mother. And bull is helping in plowing the land for agriculture. Nowadays we may have tractors and bulls are becoming jobless. Unemployment. Imbalance is created by us, not by anybody else. We have created the imbalance. So bull is working hard, you know, transporting and helping in agriculture, etc. It's like father. This is father and mother. So go raksha actually means it is not just a cow. It is go vamsa. Meaning cow, bull, calf, everything included. In general we say cow protection, but it is actually go vamsa protection. So, this is father and mother. So, how can he kill? So, Lord Chaitanya is asking Chand Kazi, how can he kill like this? It's so unreasonable. So, Chand Kazi said, okay, in your, you have got your own scripture, Vedas, Puranas and all, and we got our scripture also. So we follow our scripture. Like you follow your scripture, we follow our scripture. Our scripture is Quran. So in our scripture, there is Pravritti Mark and Nivritti Mark. The path which, and now we also have Pravritti Mark, Nivritti Mark. The path engaging the sense enjoyment and that which is not. So in the Nivritti Mark, sense enjoyment is given up, we don't kill. We also don't kill. But in the Pravritti Mark, we are allowed to kill. So our scripture says, so if you follow these rules and you can kill, there is no problem in our scripture. So here Prabhupada says, if you have to have a dialogue, discussion, it should be based on something. There should be some way of agreement, where to agree upon. So here the agreement is on scriptures. At least which scriptures? Maybe your scripture, my scripture, on the based upon scriptures. So Chand Kasi said, you are talking that we are killing cows. In your scripture, Vedic scripture, there is a description that you can actually sacrifice the cow in the Vedic yajna. Gomeda yajna. Ashwamedha yajna. There is a yajna, Gomeda yajna, in which the cow we sacrifice. So in your scripture also you are sacrificing. So what is that you are talking about, we doing? Not only in our scripture, your scripture also is there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that actually the general rule is not to kill the cow. Don't kill the cow. But there is a specific exception. There is an exception in which in the yajna, a qualified brahmana, by means of mantra, if he can sacrifice the cow, then he will actually give the soul in the body of a cow immediately the human form of life. He can revive it. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is not that you just slaughter it and eat the meat. That is not the purpose. But the purpose here is whether the brahmana has been qualified or not is an experiment for him. If by means of mantra, if you are not going to sacrifice it, then you are unqualified brahmana. Plus, the cow immediately got a life. It is not going to suffer. It is not suffering, Immediately got a human form of life. So in that way, you are benedicting the cow. You are not taking away something from the cow. You are giving something valuable to the cow. So in that way, in the Vedic scripture, there is a description. But in the age of Kali, the yajnas are prohibited, especially, sacrificing animals is prohibited. So in the Kali Yuga, we don't sacrifice anyway. So in this sense, even though there is a prescription in the scripture about Gomeda Yajna, it's a very special case. But that cannot be taken as an example for slaughtering the animal in slaughterhouses. That is not allowed. And Prabhupada writes, in various scriptures, there are always provision for those people who cannot control their tongue. Meat eaters. So in the Puranas, which are for people in the mode of ignorance, tamasic. And there is a description also that they can actually go on Amavasya day to the forest and sacrifice goat, not cow, goat, to the Kali, Mother Kali, Kali Puja. And then they can eat. Especially it is said that there is a restriction also. You have to kill the animal in one stroke, not that the animal should suffer. The same thing they do it in Islam also. So they say halal. You just kill it like that, then it's halal. Bismillah. Huh? What is that? Stages. With one stroke or many strokes? Many. Anyway. We are not going to do that. So anyway, they have some restriction and chant Bismillah, in the name of God, killing in the name of God, etc. So Prabhupada says, yes, in the Vedic scripture also, those who are tamasic, they cannot control the tongue, they should go far away from the town or village so that the animal, when it makes so much sound, noise and suffering, that should not be heard by people. They should go away. Amavasya day, go somewhere. Once in a month, not every day. So Prabhupada says, in the modern time, maintaining slaughterhouses of commercially killing and like a business it has become, is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Chand Kasi that in your killing, you are killing, but you are not bringing back the life. So how it is justified? You are just to know for your own benefit you are killing the cow. Whereas Gomedha Yajna that you quoted, the cow is killed for not only the benefit of the cow himself and for the brahmanas, whether they are qualified or not, to test that also. It's a way to test. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the killing the cows is so sinful that one will go to hell if somebody kills a cow. He will go to hell and remain there suffering for as many number of hairs on cow's body multiplied by 1000 years. 1000 times the number of hairs on the cow's body. I don't know whether anybody has counted the number of hairs. It's a lot big number. You can imagine how serious it is. If you are going to kill a goat, it will not be that much. You will become mamsa. You become goat in the next life, that's all. That is why goat, you go sacrifice the goat. Chalo, ek bar ho gaya to theek hai. But can you imagine, as many number of hairs on the cow's body, that many years, multiply by 1000. Very long duration. Very long duration. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Islamic scripture, it has got so many mistakes and illusions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The essence of knowledge is not known. Essence is not known. Anta is not there. Just only one book, So many things. Vedanta, end, what is the end? Anta is not there. The orders are against the reasons and arguments. Logic nahi hai. There are statements there, but it cannot be substantiated with logic. Logic, you cannot substantiate. And Chan Kazi humbly accepted, yes. Yeah, we know that. What you said is true, Chan Kazi says. Quran is of recent origin. Quran is recent. It just came in Kali Yuga only. Before that there was no Quran. And it is not philosophical and logical. We accept. I accept it. But I follow it because I am a Muslim. I have to just follow. This is my party. Party spirit. Idhar to hai, kya karega? So I have to do it. So I am just doing it because I am born. So, in this way, Kazi said the reasoning and argument of meat eaters are not sound. Kazi himself, they have some reasoning. It is not that they don't have any reasoning, but it's not sound. It's not perfect. It's not correct. Srila Prabhupada also, when he used to speak to Christians, the Christians will come and say, they are eating meat. And Prabhupada say, why you are eating meat? It is said that thou shall not kill. In your, testament, it is said thou shall not kill. And some Christians will say that, no, thou shall not kill means, killing the, not kill the human beings. Animals, it is not said. Then, it is only said kill. It doesn't say that murder. Human being will be called something else. And previously they used to even have the idea that animals don't have soul anyway. Human beings have soul. Animals don't have soul. So because they don't have soul, we can kill. Now they have changed because they know that consciousness is a quality. They're similar to human being. There's a similar consciousness. They do so many experiments. First of all, they test the animals and then they do it, Give it to the human being. So they cannot now deny. They now accept. They say, no, thou shall not kill means don't kill the human beings. You can kill the animals. Prabhupada said, that is illogical. How can that be? Killing means killing anybody. Human being also, if you kill, it's called killing. You can't say that it is something else. So, cow slaughter is such a sinful activity that should be somehow or other stopped. Otherwise, the human civilization is going towards, so they don't know what direction. Actually, they are going towards the direction of hell. The direction is hell. They don't know that, where they are going, but they are going in the direction of hell. Prabhupada writes, that sometimes in Bengal, in the meat shop, they keep picture of a Kali and then they sell meat. People think this is Kali Prasad. Kali ka. Prabhupada says Kali doesn't eat meat anyway. She is a chaste wife of Lord Shiva. She accepts only Prasad, Mahaprasad from Lord Shiva, who accepts Vaishnavanam Yata Sambhu. The followers may be offering. They are not really, ठीक है जाओ करके दे देते हैं. तुमको तो उनको खाना नहीं था, तुमको ही गाने जाओ लेके जाओ. So, Narada Muni says, you write a literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which can create a revolution in the impious lives of the misdirected civilization. Very strong words, heavily loaded. Impious. Because, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, we take so many benefits from the cow and then you kill it. It is like, you know, no gratitude. In the human society, we get some benefit, we have some kind of gratitude actually. Dog. Dog, you maintain a dog, you just go to a pawn bidi shop, you take one packet of biscuit, you give dog. And the dog knows, hey, this fellow gave me biscuit, he will eat and he will note it down, noted. Next, after, next day you go, give. Like that you do it for 3-4 days, he knows that this fellow is a good person. Another day, he went to the same shop, even if he has forgotten to put a biscuit, he will still wag his tail. He's a good man, but you didn't give it today, but you are a good man, theek hai. Even a dog can have gratitude actually. Sometime back, there was Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. So, the athletes from America, US, they all went there. And in their menu, there was dog, you know. In Korea, by the way, Korea they eat dog. Chandala. This is very not common for them. And when American athletes saw on the menu, their friend, the dog is their friend, they, dog, take care of the dog. If you tell them to take care of cow, they won't. Dog, they will take care. And actually they serve so much, dog really don't give much to them. At least in the, you know, village or small town, dog acts like a god actually. When some stranger come, it barks and all. But when you keep it as a pet animal, it lives inside the house. So what it is not going to even give protection to you. Only service. So much service that, even if you go for a walk, you have to take the dog for a walk also. Whether you walk or not, you have to take the, at least for dog's sake, you have to do walking. And if the dog, especially in India it's okay, in America if the dog passes the stool, you have to clean it also. So much service. If you tell cow dung, you clean it, they say, hey, cow dung. Cow dung is antiseptic, what's the problem? You can just touch it also. Even, actually if you take the cow dung in your hand, and if you have got so many bacteria and all, it will be very nice. You can do, you know, you wash it and it will be antiseptic. They do so much service for the dog. And when these people who have got such a feeling for the dog, American, when they saw dog is on the menu, they are very unhappy. हमारा कुत्ता को मेनू बना दिया. If for such a, you know, even for a dog, a person can have a kind of feeling and gratitude, etc., which doesn't give much service anyway. And the cow, in the whole life she is giving every day, cow, dahi, ghee, urine, dung, everything is useful to you. How can you just kill that? So, the human civilization is going towards hell. When he said, it is like this. This is the recent statistics. In a year, 4.2 crore cows are slaughtered in the world. More than 4 crore. And so many pigs, 11 pigs people eat more. More than 11 crore pigs. 43 lakh sheep in the whole world, people slaughter. And it comes to about 5,600 animals are slaughtered. Different animals. 5,600 crore. Big figure. And the human population is actually 750 crores. 8 times the human population number of animals are killed in a year. You can imagine how much sinful activities are being committed. And Prabhupada says, because people are committing so many sinful activities, they are coming up with so many diseases also. Previously what was not known. Mad cow disease, coming from the cow farms actually. Swine flu. You kill so many swines, you know, pigs, and then from there are coming. Bird flu. You will find all these things are coming from slaughtering actually. They are maintained for slaughtering. And Prabhupada writes so many diseases, like incurable diseases like cancer and natural calamities. Hurricane, Irma, powerful nation, it torn apart. When the hurricane comes, you'll just wait and watch what happens, and if you survive, then you can think about it later. Floods, earthquakes, these are all collective karma. So many people are doing so much bad karma, the collective karma of the entire area is given by the natural calamities. People suffer. So, peace and prosperity means protecting at least cows, other animals, okay. You will be sinful, but not as much sinful as slaughtering a cow. So in that way, cow protection is very, very important. And the revolution that Narada Muni is talking about is how to make them devotees. Srila Prabhupada took Srimad Bhagavatam and went to the West and he created a revolution. It's a Hare Krishna revolution. The impious lives, it's a practical example. It's not just in the words, in the scripture. The hippies, they had all bad qualities that you can imagine of. At least those who are not hippie, they may be like a gentleman, you know, and eating. They may be committing, maintaining the slaughterhouse and eating the meat, but at least like gentlemen. Hippies are worse than that. No rules, no regulation, drugs, taking drugs for high for some time, coming flat down for some other time. Hippies. Prabhupada created a revolution in their life. So much so that, by taking the holy names of Krishna and taking the association of Srila Prabhupada and listening to Srila Prabhupada, their life changed. It's a revolution actually in their life. So, so in the whole world, these sinful activities are going on. So, the devotees have got a very great responsibility. How to create the same revolution. Otherwise, how can you bring the names of Lord Chaitanya all over the world? Prithivite achayati nagaradigram. Sarvatra prachara hoibe moranam. So everywhere Lord Chaitanya's name is going to be chanted. Everywhere Lord Krishna's name is going to be chanted. So they have to change their sinful activities. That means there need to be some revolution. And that revolution can come by the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Prabhupada, as a Senapati Bhakta, started this revolution. So it is for the followers to carry forward this revolution. Carrying forward means preaching. Preaching and making the people devotees. Not only they stop slaughtering cows, they stop slaughtering any animal and then they start chanting Hare Krishna and accept only Mahaprasad. So this is a revolution. So making people to give away their sinful activity, and then it is quite possible, it is a golden age, so it is a time for us to do it. It's a time, right time for spreading the holy name of Krishna, spreading Krishna consciousness and making the people devotees of Lord Krishna. So in this way, we can uphold what Srila Prabhupada has preached. And uphold what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached is Go Raksha. So we are not worried about political Go Raksha, we are worried about real Go Raksha of not only just protecting but giving the message of Krishna consciousness so that people's life can be really peaceful and prosperous. The prosperity, external prosperity is not real prosperity. The real prosperity is internal and that comes by means of spiritual cultivation. So in that way, in this section, it is described how cow came and gave the Panchagavya for the installation of Lakshmiji, and the Prabhupada very nicely writes this wonderful purport on cow protection. We'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. ये काउ प्रोटेक्शन के बारे में सुनकर तो अच्छा लगता है, लेकिन शहर के जीवन में रहते हैं और फिर इसमें हम कैसे अपना योगदान कर सकते हैं? हाउ कैन वी कंट्रीब्यूट इन दैट इन काउ प्रोटेक्शन?
हाउ टू कंट्रीब्यूट इन काउ प्रोटेक्शन? सो वी हैव अ फार्म इन तलासरी, सो वी हैव अ गोशाला ऑल्सो देयर, एंड वी हैव अनदर फार्म इन उमरगांव वेवजी, एंड वी हैव ऑल्सो गोशाला देयर. इन दैट गोशाला we have several cows and bulls which are rejected by the nowadays people become more so materialistic. They keep the cow as long as cow gives the milk. After cow stops giving milk, you tell chalo jao kidhar bhi jaake khao. You see so many cows roaming on the road and highway and all. So we have got several cows in the vicinity. They are taken from the highway. Many times in the highway, several cows and bulls, they get hit by the trucks. They get injured. So many of those are there. And we don't get anything from them. We are simply protecting them. That is cow protection. So, if you want to help, you can help in such kind of thing. Or you can go and speak about how cow protection is important. You can speak about how it is not appropriate to slaughter the cow. So in different ways, encourage the usage of cow products. Actually, sometimes people think it is not economical to take care of the cows after they stop giving milk. It's a wrong conception. Milk is not the only product that give money to you. Even the go mutra is going to give you money. If you take the go mutra and make ark out of it, you can sell it. So we have got a cow product stall. There are products made from cow urine, cow dung, etc. So you encourage people to use that. So if you take into account the cow products, the money that you can get from cow products like echo, arc, so many other items, then it is economical. It is not that the cows can maintain by themselves. If you sell all these things, then the goshala can be maintained. Many times in the goshala you'll find only the cows. Where are the bulls? Sometimes people give it to the slaughterhouse, the bulls. Cow protection means go vamsa, cows, bulls and calves, everything together. So you can create awareness. You use the cow products, even soaps and things can be used, paste, soap, so many things. Encourage others to use. So these are the different ways you can be part of it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So Prabhu, you mentioned the conversation between Janakaji and Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu used that word to quote that cow killing is not allowed in Kali Yuga. So Ashwamedha Gavalam. So in that list, there is a mention of sannyas also. So how do we justify or how do we say that sannyas is applicable in the age of Kali Yuga?
Yes. So there is a Vedic statement that the Ashwamedha Yajna, Gomedha Yajna, taking sannyas, these are all prohibited in the Kali Yuga. In the previous age it was allowed, in Kali Yuga it is not. So we find there are so many sannyasis. How they are taking sannyas, how they are allowed. So, yes, in general sannyas is prohibited, but then in Vaishnava traditions, Vaishnavas have taken sannyas especially for preaching purposes. It is not only now there are sannyasis. All the acharyas, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, they are all taken sannyas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has taken sannyas. He has quoted a verse in which he says Gomedha Yajna is prohibited, and in the same verse sannyas is also prohibited, but he He has not taken sannyas at the time, by the way. He is going to take sannyas later. So, sannyas, yes, generally it is prohibited. But according to Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, so we especially, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. But after that there are not sannyas, all are babajis. Goswamis are not sannyas, they are babajis. So, she, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he introduced this sannyas. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was not a sannyasi. He was a grahastha, then he became Babaji. Whereas, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he wanted to make an institution. Because Goswamis were there in Vrindavan. They were preaching to whom? Those who overcame there. And they were writing books and they were establishing the places of pastimes of Lord Krishna, etc., etc. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is supposed to be spread all over the world. Prithivite Yachayati Nagaradi Gram. How can this happen? How can the Krishna consciousness can be spread all over the world? And it can only happen if you have a strong institution. Individually, if you do, you cannot achieve that. So all the acharyas in our line, they were doing their best in that way to spread Krishna consciousness and writing scriptures, which are foundation, which are the basic thing for preaching. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati decided that I have to make an institution. So he made the institution of Gaudiya Math. Because by institution, your outreach will be much more than individually whatever you may do. So because an institution is established, then in the institution there has to be a system. There has to be establishment of Varnashrama, etc. All those things have to come. Otherwise you can't run an institution, no? So then he himself took sannyas. He took sannyas. So our sannyas thing we can only collaborate here. Bhaktisiddhanta, as I said, at that time orthodox people, they were very upset. How can you take sannyas in front of the photo of your Guru Maharaj? He didn't even take physically from the photo of a Guru Maharaj. They protested. He said, no, he was a very strong Singha Guru. He defeated everybody. Not only he took sannyas, then he said that he gave sannyas to others so that they can go and preach under the banner of Gaudiya Math. So he established so many Gaudiya all over India and Burma. Those days Burma was, so many centers were made. So he preached all these places, he established Gaudiya Math. So those days, 1920s and 30s, Gaudiya Math was like, spreading like anything. So many people became South India, Chennai, Gaudiya Math. South Indian tradition is very different than Bengali tradition. Still people became devotees there. So he spread. So in the same way, we are following the footsteps of our immediate acharyas. So Srila Prabhupada, he took sannyas. Because he was trying to preach also as an individual. And even established an institution of League of Devotees. But still, the plan of the Lord was very different. So he took sannyas and he crossed the ocean. And crossing ocean, already Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati sent his disciples to go to the Europe. They already crossed. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati established, precedence was already set. So Prabhupada went and as a sannyasi, he preached. And one important thing is that when a person is sannyasi, the general feeling in the society is that sadhu maharaj, maharaj, baithiye. Sunne ke liye tayar rahega. Aur maharaj nahi hai, sunne ke liye bhi tayar nahi hai. So, kam se kam sunne ke liye to tayari karne ke liye theek hai, ye pehen lega main. It doesn't make a difference whether one person wears a saffron dress or a white dress, as long as the message is reached. So, if for me to reach the message, I have to wear saffron dress, he said, okay. So, in that way, Srila Prabhupada also introduces the ashram of Sanyas because he wanted to also re-establish the Varnashrama system, Daivi Varnashrama system. So sannyasis have to be there and they guide the society. So in that way, even though in general the sannyas is prohibited in Kali Yuga, but on the authority of our acharyas and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we apply the exceptional rule. That for the purpose of preaching, one can accept sannyas.
Ganga Nadi mein bahut se jeev rehte hain. To kya uska mukti milegi? Jaise Vishnu ke charan se to aaya hai.
Ganga, it is गंगा में एक बार भी नहाएगा, हम लोग गंगा में नहाने के लिए, बहुत लोग बहुत पाप करता है, पाप करके सब जमा करके रखता है, जमा करके एक दिन गंगा में जाके एक बार नहा लिया, पाप से मुक्त हो गया, उसका बाद क्या है? उसका बाद नहीं करेगा तो अच्छा है, फिर शुरू करेगा तो वापस वही करना पड़ेगा। ये तो गंगा का महिमा है, तो गंगा में एक बार नहाने से भी उनका पाप से मुक्त हो जाता है। अभी प्रश्न यही है, तो गंगा में एक बार नहाएगा तो ऐसा है, गंगा में बहुत मछली है, मकरमच्छी है, वो लोग क्या उधरी तो रहता ही है, उसका अंदर ही वो, ये लोग तो एक बार नहाता है, वो तो 24 आवर है स्विमिंग तैरते रहता है, उसको क्या होगा? गंगा में नहाने का मतलब है हमारा विचार को बदलना है। इट इज एग्जैक्ट, ये बात ऐसा है, तो गंगा का पास में बहुत लोग रहता ही है, रोज नहाता है। हम लोग को तो कोई कोई है ना, गंगा में नहाने के लिए बहुत यात्रा निकालना पड़ता है, काशी यात्रा, काशी में जाके एक बार नहा के आया, वो इतना लंबा यात्रा लोग रहता है। नॉट ओनली दैट, आप गंगा में नवद्वीप में जाके देखो, कभी कभी जो जो विलेज जो विलेज में रहता है ना, वो लोग खुद नहीं, खुद भी नहाता है, उसको गाय का भी लेके आता है, उसको भी नहाता है, वो भी वो नहीं नहीं करेगा, वो जबरदस्त नहलाएगा। तो सिंपली भाई सिंपली नहाने से नहीं होता है, नहाने के बाद हमको जो ऑलरेडी जो पाप हो गया था वो खत्म होगा, बट देन स्पिरिचुअल में आगे बढ़ने के लिए पॉजिटिवली हमको कुछ करना पड़ता है, भक्ति मार्ग में भक्ति करना पड़ता है। सिंपली बाई टेकिंग बाथ यू कैन नॉट गो बैक होम बैक टू गार्डन, भगवत धाम पहुंच नहीं सकता है। सही बात है, जो पहला का जो पाप होगा वो तो खत्म होगा, बट आगे के लिए हमको कुछ करना पड़ेगा भगवत धाम पहुंचने के लिए, वो जरूरी है। तो बिना करने से ऐसा नहीं है मछली बन रहेगा फिर वैकुंठ जाएगा, नहीं जा सकता है। मछली बन के आगे एक जन्म लेना पड़ेगा, उधर आके भक्ति करेगा, तो भक्ति में हम कंप्लीट 100% परफेक्शन करेगा तो हम जा सकते हैं, नहीं तो नहीं जा सकते।
एक और प्रश्न, जैसे अभी बताएं कि कहें कि सुनामी बाढ़ आते हैं, तो कहीं मैं सुना था पिछले बार की केदारनाथ में बहुत से बाढ़ आए थे, उसमें बहुत से मर गए थे, तो उसका क्या होगा?
वो लोग भी पापी लोग हैं,
यात्रा करने गए थे
क्या? पापी लोग यात्रा नहीं करते क्या? कभी कभी पापी लोग ज्यादा यात्रा करते हैं। ये क्या है, ये कलेक्टिव पाप होता है, ये बहुत पाप किया वाला ऐसा नहीं है, ऐसा मत समझना कोई मंदिर में आ गया ऐसा बोल दिया वो पाप नहीं किया करके, मालूम नहीं क्या पाप कौन किया करके। तो जो पाप किया है वो सब सबको जमा करता है, मटेरियल जो कर्मा लाभ कर्मा ऐसा है एकदम सबको एक साथ में दंडा देना है ना, सबको जमा करता है एक जगह पर, जमा करता है एक जगह पर, जमा करके ना भूम करके कुछ डालता है, तो सब उसमें भी होता है। इट इज नॉट दैट सब जगह पर मिलेगा आपको पापी लोग, जो भगवान शिव जी के पास जो जाता है कभी कभी उनका फॉलोअर ऐसे होता है पिशाच भूत, वो लोग क्या करता है, वो लोग बहुत गंजा पिएगा दारू पिएगा सब कुछ करेगा, तो शिव जी तो आशुतोष है, ठीक है जाओ क्या चाहिए तुमको, चाहिए ना लेके जाओ, तो उनको संग करने का कोई मतलब नहीं। ये ऐसे ही लोग जाते हैं उनके पास, ये दे दो वो दे दो करके, क्यों उनका मांगते हैं फिर वापस आके पाप करने के लिए, तो शिव जी दे देते हैं जाओ जल्दी जाओ इधर से, जो जल्दी नहीं जाते उधर ही बैठे भम करके गिरा देते। जब भी पाप नहीं किया वो लोग उस समय पे उधर नहीं होता था। ये मटेरियल ऐसा भी होता है कर्म का, जो अच्छा व्यक्ति भी एक हो जाएगा उस समय पर नहीं होएगा, वो निकल जाएगा कैसा भी। तो एक सुनामी आ गया सब लोग मर गया, मतलब क्या है, इतना पाप हम करता है, वो समुद्र का अंदर जाके कितना मछली पकड़ के लाके का खा के रहेगा, कौन है यही लोग, तो वही एक दिन आके भूस करके मछली लोग आके उनके ऊपर गिरेगा, फिनिश सुनामी। पापी लोग कभी कभी आप धाम में जाएगा तो भी पापी लोग मिलेगा, थोड़ा सावधान रहने का।
हरे कृष्ण, हम सुनते हैं कि जपा करने से या गंगा नहा के पूरे दिन पाप धुल जाता है, ठीक है धुल जाता है, फिर हम भक्ति करने के बाद भी हमको जो
सुख मिलता है, जो कष्ट मिलता है, तो वो बोलते हैं पूर्व जन्म में जो कर्म किया वो मिल रहा है, तो दोनों बात हो रही है। तो पाप धुल जाता है बोलते हैं, फिर कर्म करने हम भक्ति करने से जो हम पूर्व जन्म में जो कर्म किया उसका फल हम भोगना ही पड़ता है, फिर ये कैसा क्या होगा?
यही बात है। जब प्रभुपाद ने एग्जाम्पल ये दे रहा है, जब भी हम कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस में आ रहा है, हम लोग भगवान कृष्ण को सरेंडर शरणागति करके हम जप करेगा करके जप करना शुरू करता है। जब भी फैन है, फैन घूमते रहता है फास्ट फाइव नंबर में, आप फैन का स्विच को बंद करेगा है? अभी आप इलेक्ट्रिसिटी नहीं दे रहे अंदर, फिर भी जब भी पहला किया था उसको तो घूमते रहेगा, तो घूमते रहेगा, तो वो बंद होने के लिए थोड़ा समय लगेगा। तो हमारा भक्ति में हम कितना अच्छा से करके हम परफेक्शन लेके आएंगे। भक्ति मतलब हम जपामाला पकड़ लिया, हम धोती कुर्ता पहन लिया, ये तो शुरुआत है 100%। अभी हम बोल रहे हैं जो भगवत धाम पहुंचने के लिए बात हो रहा है, भगवत धाम पहुंचने के लिए काली पाप छोड़ने का मतलब नहीं है। सामने जो भगवत धाम जाने के लिए जो योग्यता होता है वो करना है ना, उसके लिए वो करने के समय पर हमको कभी दुख भी मिलता है। वो कैसा मिलता है हमको मालूम नहीं है, कौन सा कर्म हम किया है उसका वजह से मेरे को मिलता है। जो पहला किया वही था है कि कल किया वही था है कि मालूम नहीं, कल भी किया होगा ना, आज भी किया होगा सुबह सुबह, हमको कौन सा कर्म का वजह से कौन सा दुख हम भोग रहे करके पता करना संभव नहीं है। लॉ ऑफ कर्म हम समझ नहीं सकते हैं। तो आज सही बात है, जो पिछले कुछ गया गया, अभी चलते चलते जा रहा है उसमें भी कितना कितना जा रहा है हमको मालूम नहीं है। तो इसके लिए अनलेस यू बिकम ए प्योर डिवोटी, आप शुद्ध भक्त बनने तक सावधान रहना बहुत जरूरी है। हम भी जाके गंगा में नहा के आएगा, गंगा में नहाने के बाद एक अपराध करेगा तो अपराध को भी भोगना पड़ेगा ना। तो हम दुख भोग रहा है जो हम अभी डे टू डे लाइफ में कुछ ना कुछ करता रह रहा है। पास्ट डजंट मीन ओनली प्रीवियस लाइफ, पास्ट मतलब एक मिनट का पहला जो किया वो भी पास्ट है। अभी एक मिनट का पहला भी मैं कर्म किया वो भी पास्ट करके बोला जाता है ना। तो कौन सा कर्म से कौन सा भोग रहा है हम लोग वो पता कर नहीं सकता है। हम इतना ही सिंपल बोल सकता है हमारा प्रीवियस कर्म से हम अभी भोग रहा है, अभी आगे के लिए हम कुछ करना नहीं है, आगे के लिए भक्ति करके हम आगे के लिए भगवान का धाम पहुंचना है, ये हमारा मेन एम है करके करेगा ना, वो ठीक रहेगा। हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्णा।
हरे
ब्राह्मणास दे टू टेस्ट दे आर क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मणास दे सैक्रिफाइस काउस, बट इफ द टेस्ट फेल एंड दे प्रूव दैट दे आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड देन वेयर डू दे लैंड, वेदर दे गो टू हेल और
दे द काउ विल नॉट बी किल्ड नो। कहां सैक्रिफाइस किया? इट इज नॉट दैट यू लॉट स्लॉटर इट, इफ यू ट्राई मंत्रा डिंट वर्क, काउ तो बच गया ना, काउ चला जाएगा, ये ब्राह्मण का नौकरी चला जाएगा, कुछ नुकसान नहीं है, ब्राह्मण का नौकरी चला जाएगा, गाय तो बच जाएगा, कुछ नुकसान क्या है, नुकसान किधर है? यू आर टेलिंग दैट व्हाट इज क्या पूछ रहे हैं?
आई थॉट दैट दे ब्राह्मण किल द काउ,
दे किल बाय मंत्र, द मंत्र डजंट वर्क, काउ इज नॉट किल्ड, इफ द मंत्र सो नो लॉस, the qualification is tested without any loss, is a better way, no? Not that after slaughtering it then you try to test and it doesn't work, already slaughtered the gaya, slaughter nahi hua, the cow is not killed, so there is no loss of life, there is no loss of life,
then this is not called slaughtering, no?
It is not slaughter, it is called sacrifice. You kill it, you kill and use the meat, that is slaughter. We don't say that the cow is slaughtered in the Vedic sacrifice. No, we say cow is sacrificed. Giving something to the Supreme Lord. And then immediately giving a human form of life, that qualification you should have. That is why it is. Because in the age of Kali, people don't have that qualification, it is prohibited. Hanuman Prabhu's final comments.
which I want to make a comment about cow and buffalo. The cow, if you are on the road and driving a car, if you blow the horn, cow will give you sight. But if the buffalo is here, no matter how much you blow horn, she is like a, act like a upright officer. She will never move anything, she will not give you sight.
In the same way, if you take cow milk, you will understand the instruction nicely. If you take buffalo milk, kitna bhi hammering karo kuch nahi hoga. So buffalo milk ko band karna hai. The buffalo milk peeta hai, kuch bhi bola sudrega nahi. Go mata ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, itai gaura prema anande.